This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government today approved the electronics component manufacturing scheme to boost the manufacturing of electronic goods in the country and strengthen the electronic supply chain. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the electronic sector has witnessed tremendous growth in the last 10 years. He said electronics production has grown 5 times with a rate of 17% compound annual growth rate, while electronic exports witnessed growth of 20% compound annual growth rate in these years.
Electronics manufacturing is somewhere around $120 billion. $120 billion ko double karna hai, that is our immediate goal, and by 2030-31 we want to reach $500 billion. Current 25 lakh employment hai electronics manufacturing mein, usko 60 lakh ki taraf le jane ka bhi isme target hai.
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that Cabinet has approved inclusion of Kosi Mechi Intrastate Link Project of Bihar under Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana Accelerated Irrigation Benefits Program. The minister said the project will provide over 2,10,000 hectares additional annual irrigation in Kharif season in Araria, Purnia, Kishanganj and Katihar districts of Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has also approved nutrient-based subsidy rates for Kharif 2025 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers to ensure affordable, subsidized and reasonable fertilizers to the farmers.
Kisanon ke hit ke liye ek aur bahut bada faisla liya gaya hai. DAP ka price 1350 rupaye per 50 kg bag rahe, iske liye Bharat Sarkar 37,216 crore rupees ki subsidy ka bhar sahan karegi, lekin kisanon ke upar bhar nahi jane degi. Isse bahut sare karodon kisanon ko iska benefit milega. Is kharif season ka estimate hai 180 lakh metric टन का टोटल एस्टिमेटेड कंजम्पशन होगा इस खरीफ सीजन में और 37,216 करोड़ का इसका सब्सिडी का बिल रहेगा.
The minister also informed that the government has approved construction of 4-lane greenfield and brownfield Patna Ara Sasaram corridor having the length of 120.1 kilometers in Bihar. Mr. Vaishnav said the government has approved 2% dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India First has become the mantra of the country's foreign policy, and now New Delhi is not just participating in the world order but also contributing to shaping and securing the future. Mr. Modi was addressing an event organized by a private TV channel in New Delhi today. He said that earlier, India's foreign policy was to maintain distance from everyone, but now it is to work together with everyone.
दुनिया की सबसे बड़ी युवा आबादी हमारे भारत में है. ये युवा तेजी से स्किल्ड हो रहा है, इनोवेशन को गति दे रहा है, और इन सब के बीच भारत की फॉरेन पॉलिसी का मंत्र बन गया है इंडिया फर्स्ट. एक जमाने में भारत की पॉलिसी थी सबसे समान रूप से दूरी बनाकर चलो. आज के भारत की पॉलिसी है सबके समान रूप से करीब होकर चलो. दुनिया के देश भारत की ओपिनियन को, भारत के इनोवेशन को, भारत के एफर्ट्स को जैसा महत्व आज दे रहे हैं वैसा पहले कभी नहीं हुआ.
The Prime Minister said that India has prioritized humanity over monopoly and paved the way for the creation of a global institution of the 21st century, ensuring equal participation. After completing the scheduled business listed for today, both the Houses of Parliament were adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha will now meet at 11 a.m. on 1st of April 2025. In the afternoon, the Lok Sabha passed the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024 and took up discussion on a private member's resolution regarding appropriate measures to regulate airfare in the country. Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju will launch a major skill development program tomorrow under the Pradhan Mantri Virasat Ka Samvardhan Scheme, PM Vikas. The program aims to empower 31,600 candidates, including 29,600 candidates for skill training and 2,000 candidates for educational support. The initiative will be implemented by the Delhi Sikh Gurdwara Management Committee, a prominent institution known for its active role in community development. And that is the end of this news bulletin.